animals at Haven Humane Society's 9th Annual Bark, Wine, and Brew Dinner and Auction on Saturday, October 1st at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center.
Come enjoy a variety of local wine, beer, and appetizer tastings. Bid on live and silent auction packages. Listen to music from the talented Lou White and the band.
Purchase raffle tickets for a chance to win a kayak or 50-inch 4K TV. Or buy balloons for special mystery prizes.
Doors open at 5:30. All proceeds go to support the animals in the North State.
Visit our website at havenhumane.org or call us at 241-5262.
Get your tickets now.
Hi, this is Kyle DeFore from Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista. Summer is here and Mighty Fine Foods is your one-stop shop on the way to the lake. We barbecue every Friday and have everything you need to maximize your summer fun. Stop by the deli for daily specials under $5, sandwiches made to order, and hot food served all day. With over 1,000 cold drinks, more than 250 beers, a full liquor and wine section, and the best meat prices you'll find anywhere, Mighty Fine pairs big store selection with small store service. Mighty Fine is just a short drive east of Reading at the corner of 299 and Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista. Locally owned and operated since 1977, Mighty Fine.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, New Time, Sunday, 9 a.m. to noon.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Well, good morning, State of Jefferson. We're just sitting here before the show discussing the reality show that almost was. You know, a lot of people don't know, but they wanted to turn the State of Jefferson movement early on into a reality show, and we were talking about some of the things that were in the script for that. And maybe someday we'll talk about it, but not today. There's some good stuff and kind of interesting the way that people perceive us. You know, and some of the people we sat down and had dinner with the producers and stuff, and they were just kind of sitting and watching and listening to them talk. You know, and like their hardest part was to figure out how to make sure their dog walker could get in to let their dogs out to walk them while they were at work. Stuff like that. And you're just kind of like, wow. Okay. Anyways, maybe we'll tell that story someday. It was a lot of fun. But with that, we are past the first day of autumn. Summer is officially over, although the weather hasn't quite decided that yet. But we're into my favorite time of the year. So, and, of course, here with Wynn Carpenter.
Good morning.
And how are we doing?
So far, so good.
Yeah, not too bad. I don't know, I just kind of perk up around this time of year, I think. And
I like the cool mornings. Cool evenings, cool mornings, I like that. It can warm up during the day, but I love the coolness that comes with it.
Well, it's just you start to see the fruition of all the seeds and all the work that you've done throughout the year. And, you know, that's on the farm, mm-hmm. that's, you know, in your garden, that's spiritually, that's, you know, with seeds that you've planted in people, things that you've started and gotten going. You just around, you start to see what the crop's going to look like.
Yeah.
And I think it's going to be a good one this year on a definitely. Great, great many things.
In Jefferson, how could it not be good?
Oh, we got a bumper crop coming in. It's our first real, you know, crop as a state, I guess we could say.
Yeah.
And I think it's looking fantastic. You know, we've got our second assembly meeting that's coming up.
Yep. And, October 30th. Yep. Here in Reading.
That's going to be fantastic and get some even more things finalized and kind of the foundation in place and moving along for the things that we need to do. And that's going to be great too, you know, watching emails and different things that go back and forth and the things that are, you know, coalescing and happening and, you know, watching people do.
Well, it's all part of this growth of this new sovereign state we're creating and watching the people that are realizing what sovereignty is and
yes.
they're coming full forward with it like, I like it. And then they start taking ownership, and then they start working on stuff behind the scenes and throwing ideas out and seeing what sticks and pushing forward.
Well, that's, we're creating the most dangerous thing to every government in the world, a citizen.
Amen, brother.
And we're creating them by the thousands, and it's fun to watch.
Yeah.
It's I don't know. I've still, through all these years, I haven't found an appropriate description for the feeling that you see it in somebody's eyes. You see it click. Mm-hmm. You see it that dawn of light for the first time, and you're like, gotcha. You're never going back. You just took the blue pill, sucker.
Yeah, exactly. And then they realize it as themselves that they're coming to that point.
It is.
It's not what you're planting as far as, you know, an idea or a concept. You're just telling them the information. And then when they start connecting all the dots,
absolutely.
That's like, oh, and then they look at you like, holy cow. Yeah, holy cow.
Yeah, and sometimes you get that little look of fear, like, mm-hmm. Uh-oh.
Yeah, where have I thought?
Yeah. And sometimes you get that look of empowerment of, wait a minute, I can.
Yeah.
And then sometimes you get that look of those sons of...
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you're like,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
So
when you get all three of those into the one individual as they go through the process, watch out, because we've got quite a few of them. We have a good many of those folks that have finally...
Yeah.
That are on that path and are doing things.
And it is. It's a lot of fun. It's very rewarding.
Mm-hmm.
I personally think it's God's work.
Oh, I know it is.
To
yep.
wake these people up and, you know, get them educated, and then they go out and they spread it and they spread it. And we were talking the other day, pulled into the parking lot. We were going to run into the dollar store real quick for something. And literally pulled into the line. I hop out of the rig, go running in, come back out, and we come back out. And I'm looking at the line of cars. State of Jefferson sticker, State of Jefferson sticker, State of Jefferson sticker, State of Jefferson license plate, State of Jefferson magnet.
Yeah.
You know, and we had seen stuff around, but it's starting to become everywhere, even here in little old Gotham City.
Well, it was funny that you mentioned that exact same thing. We went to Costco about a week or so ago, mm-hmm. and I pulled into a spot, didn't even notice it, and I was about, I don't know how far out I was, but then I started looking, and I had my sticker and my license plate frame, and I started looking. My daughter pointed out as we're starting to walk from our vehicle toward the front, she goes, look, another one. There were a baker's dozen in a row.
Nice.
It was like, aha.
Uh-huh. It's working.
And that was just on that parking lot. We could probably should have cruised the whole parking lot to see how many there were.
Yeah.
It was a boatload.
Well, it's thank you, California.
There you go.
Every time you do something, you help us out.
Every time.
And this year, you've helped us big time. I mean, you basically fertilized our crops for free.
And here we are at harvest time.
And here we are at harvest. But Wynn was talking this morning, and, you know, one of the things that he's mentioned before is we've always been curious, what do you guys want out of Jefferson? You know, we know what we want out of Jefferson. We tell people what we want out of Jefferson. We talk about it all the time. And we have some people that say, hey, you need to do this, or we think you should do that. You know, call in. Tell us, you know, what is your idea of freedom, peace, liberty? What do you need to pursue your happiness?
What do you want out of Jefferson? And help us get these things going, because the more ideas that we get and the more concepts that we can put into place and the more people we have putting into action.
Do you want good jobs?
Yeah.
Or do you want to be able to start your own business?
There you go.
What kind of jobs do you want? Does it matter, or as long as it's jobs, or do we want to target specific things?
Right.
You know, what kind of regulations or no regulations do you want to see? What kind of, and that's where we're engaging citizens and civic duty,
right?
You know, because the people that we have woken up are stuck being engaged now forever, one way or the other,
until they die,
because ultimately we are responsible. I hear so much complaining and bitterness and angriness over the government, but if you're not up and engaged in the fight,
don't complain.
Yeah.
Well, and that's the thing, too. You know, if you truly feel a certain way, have a passion about something specific that you want to see happen,
mm-hmm.
let us know what it is. Call in.
You know, like,
email us. Let us know so that we can put those things on the table. But we'd love to hear from you on the radio show so others can hear your excitement, your thoughts, and what you're planning on doing, and what you would like to see done.
Absolutely. And, you know, there's a couple of things that I like that are, you know, some people think are a little bit cockamamie. I don't want to see plea bargaining in the state of Jefferson. I think we ought to remove plea bargaining from our judicial system. I think it allows criminals to commit crimes and get off with half measures and return to being criminals. And I also think it allows the state to prosecute and get people to plead out to crimes they didn't commit because they don't have an appropriate defense. And if they didn't have that plea bargain, they would take it to a jury trial and fight it because they knew they were innocent, whereas they see the plea bargaining as the lesser of two evils, and the state gets to rack one up even though they know that they were wrong. So I think it's bad for both ways. You know, that's an example. Education, I'd like to be able to see people able to trade education for work.
Yeah.
you want to go to 2 years of a junior college. We're not going to saddle you with eternal debt and burden and let the federal government, you know, basically bend you over before you even start your life
right.
with crushing debt and crushing loans. How about it costs an average of $17,000 a year to send a kid to junior college?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so we could pay for that. For $17,000, the average state worker, $63,000 a year, starting. Okay, so you give us 2 years at a JUCO, you give us 2 years in a state job, answering phones at DMV or you know working the desk at the DMV. So you get your education out of that $17,000 plus we pay you a livable wage, but a starting wage. Okay, and we don't have to pay for you to be in the Ferrari in the four-bedroom house on your first job. I don't know where we've gotten that sense of entitlement or stupidity.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? But we'll give you enough to eat your top ramen and your, you know, live in your studio and like you should be when you're first starting out.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe with a little luck, you got a boyfriend or girlfriend and you're doing. But you pay a minimum wage, and we avoid paying $63,000 a year to a state worker. We have now educated a worker that's going to go out in our workforce and perform. It's getting job experience. And for the price of about half price of a state worker, we've helped embolden them and strengthen them into a better worker, better educated worker. And we've gotten them work experience, and we've cut our costs at the state. I think that's a great trade. You know, things like that. There's so many things that we could do and rethink and repurpose.
Exactly. And that's just one of many.
Many, many, many different
yeah.
ideas and things. Yeah. So, but, yeah, if you're out there today, give us a call at 530-605-4567 and tell us what you think. What do you want from the state of Jefferson? Should we have free ice cream every Thursday? You know, should we have a Jefferson Day parade? Do we have an independence celebration? What do we do? Do we have a annual day that we pull up on the California border and throw old pumpkins over the border or something? What do you want? So call us, let us know, but we got to get off to our first break. And again, the number is 530-605-4567.
California was never supposed to be just one state. Before the state was formed in 1850, there was discussion of forming three states instead of one. California has an area larger than seven East Coast states combined, and it takes 14 hours to drive from one end of the state to the other. California is simply too large to govern. Rural communities are being outvoted by more densely populated areas. The state of Jefferson is the solution. Please visit SOJ51.net to show your support.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, New Time, Sunday, 9 a.m. to noon.
Coming to the Cascade Theater, the annual global film festival you won't want to miss. Saturday, October 1st, 7:30 p.m. at the Cascade Theater in Reading. The screening of the 2016 Manhattan Short Film Festival. Tickets available at the box office by calling 243-8877 or online at cascadetheater.org.
Holiday Harbor, we've got it all for you. But we're more than just great houseboats. We have the vacation you have been looking for without the drive or airport hassle. Fishing boats, patio boats, 47-foot party cruisers, wakeboards, jet skis, and stand-up paddleboards. If it floats or you can pull it behind a boat, we probably have it for your enjoyment. Visit Holiday Harbor, exit 695 of Interstate 5, or go to lakeshasta.com. Holiday Harbor, your own vacation in town.
This is Carl and Linda Bott. Join us Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460. On Monday, we welcome Leah Tate, candidate for Reading City Council. Let's find out what Leah wants to change if elected or what she wants to have stay the same. Unfunded liabilities, crime in the streets, homelessness, and more. Also, update from what happened over the weekend. And let's get ready for the presidential debate Monday night. All of this Monday right here, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Hi, this is Kyle DeFore with the NorCal Sports Hour. Tune in every Tuesday at 6 here on KCNR 1460 for all things Warriors, Kings, A's, Giants, Niners, and Raiders, as well as all your local high school standouts. Get your NorCal Sports Fix every Tuesday at 6 on the NorCal Sports Hour here on KCNR 1460 and KCNR1460.com.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Well, we're moving on.
What's your idea of a deluxe apartment in the sky? For me, it's a little cabin, the kids, the woman, a couple dogs. Leave me the hell alone.
With a nice garden out back.
Yeah, with a nice, you know, some food out back, some chickens, maybe cow or pig or two, and I'm happy as can be. But that's not everybody's version of the deluxe apartment. So what's yours? Between the chat room, and we got a couple of callers that we're going to get to. They've got some ideas themselves.
There you go.
Do we got Ron?
Good morning, Ron.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
I was telling the guy who answered the phone, I don't know if he told you, I'm down here in the hellhole called Southern California.
Uh-oh.
And, listen, you guys, I strongly support what you guys are doing, and I told my wife, if you guys get this passed, we're moving up there.
You and a great many other people.
Yeah. It's a beautiful place to live.
Yeah, I love it. We got some in-laws that are between Redding and Sacramento area, so I really like it up that way.
All right.
Right there in the food belt.
yeah, exactly. So I think I know how you guys would answer this, but I'm just kind of curious what exactly are your ideas on how to handle illegal immigration in the state of Jefferson.
Well, that's the beauty of the whole thing. It's going to be developed through a constitutional convention on how to deal with that.
Mm-hmm. And there are rules in place that, you know, let's start out first by saying that we're going to enforce the laws that are in place. But I think a lot of us look at it as kind of a twofold issue, where illegal immigration is exactly that. It's illegal. There's a reason that form of immigration is illegal, detrimental to the society, the government, and the underpinnings of the people. But at the same time, we have a responsibility to ensure that naturalization and immigration can occur, which is a system that has been broken in our country. It's very difficult and expensive to go through the legal process anymore, and there are ways to fix that and expedite it. Myself personally, I believe the best thing for America is more Americans.
There you go.
But there has to be a form of, and I'll flat say it, indoctrination of Americanization before you come here. You have to have a reason for wanting to come here. You want to be part of the fabric of America. I've got no problem with that. But, you know, to come here and, you know, even, you know, they make the big deal about, oh, these illegal immigrants, they just work and stuff. They are not contributing in the same way that an American citizen is. And there are many reasons that you can get into other than just purely economical. So we would enforce the laws, but I think we would also find a way to expedite the process to citizenship for people.
That sounds good to me. And kind of on what you said about, you know, people say, well, they're contributing to society. Well, if you look at it, from everything I've seen, they're actually a net loss. When you take in the benefits, the depressed wages, you know, the amounts of new schools, especially down here. I mean, down here, the new schools, hospitals that you have to build on behalf of their, you know, illegal alien children and this and that. And overall, from what I've seen, they're actually a net loss. So,
And that's an unfortunate truth. You know, we are talking about human beings, but we're also talking about the effect that they have on other human beings. And it's, you know, you throw a pebble into a pond, you're going to get ripples. Throw millions of pebbles in the pond, you might run out of pond.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, would it be legal for you guys, once the state of Jefferson is formed, to build a fence between Jefferson and California?
We could build whatever we want.
We can do whatever we want on our side of the property line. Yeah. Yeah.
I would highly suggest that, and I'll help you guys build it.
All right. Well, thank you, Ron. We appreciate the phone call.
Hey, thank you. I really enjoy your program and look forward to it every week, every Sunday.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
You betcha. Yeah. Good talking.
You know, and that's one of the things that, you know, maybe we need to set up a temporary housing exchange for, you know, because there's some people up here that don't like Jefferson and the flat said, well, I'll go to Southern California. Okay.
Okay.
There's the door.
High five, head south.
Yeah. I mean.
Yeah, I'll switch with them.
Yeah. Maybe we'll just do a housing swap. They'll take over your house. You can have theirs and everybody's
on
their
way. That's a great idea. Count me in if you guys ever do that.
All right. They get the square footage. You get the freedom.
Yeah. I'll take the freedom over the square footage.
All right. So,
thank you. All right.
I think we got Jimmy on the line.
Good morning, Jimmy.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Good. How goes it?
You actually really touched on what I was about to talk to you about, and that's illegal immigration. And I've told you guys before about this, but I do housing projects all over the state, and there's a lot of illegal aliens working on these jobs, and these are good-paying jobs. And I'd like to see employers be fined for hiring illegals through E-Verify, with a first-time offense being fined and the second time being fined and having their business license revoked. The other thing is I'd like to see illegal aliens that are dealing drugs here or committing felonies to be extradited out of here and never be allowed to set foot in the state of Jefferson again. And one of the other things I'd like to see happen is the law that Arnold Schwarzenegger signed into effect, stating that a renter cannot ask the status of his renters being illegal or not.
Oh, the landlord?
Yes.
Okay.
Because now it's illegal for a landlord to ask, hey, are you here illegally? Which is ridiculous.
Wow.
But I do agree with Red that it should be, you know, it should be not a lot easier, but a bit easier and less expensive to become a citizen here.
Yeah, and there should be steps to that process. Do you have a job? Is there an employer that's sponsoring you? Okay, then your process is a little bit faster and a little bit easier.
Right.
Are you
like
coming
in
here?
In Australia, you can't just waltz in there and, you know, you have to have a sponsor or have some sort of skilled job skill, you know?
Mm-hmm. You can't even waltz into Mexico. You can't go to Mexico doing that.
No.
Right.
So why are we allowing that?
You need to have a purpose. And, you know, basics. Know your Constitution. Know your Bill of Rights. Understand some basic American history. Know what a hot dog is. Pick a baseball team. Welcome to America. Very, very simple things. I am a supporter of English as a national language. It's our language. Speak
it. Yeah, absolutely. One time on one of these jobs down in Fresno, I had to get an interpreter because I was running this job doing the HVAC. I had to get an interpreter to talk to the lead framer on this job. And this is a government-subsidized housing project.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's getting bad out there. And, you know, a lot of people don't see it because they're, you know, they're in their office or whatever, and they don't see their friends and people they work with lose jobs to illegals. So
was that government job, was that a state job, or was that a federal job?
It's state and federal.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah.
And a lot of these jobs are prevailing wage, too.
Exactly.
And these guys aren't poor sharecroppers. These guys have brand new, you know, $30,000 trucks and all that stuff, too.
Well, they're reaping the benefits without the responsibility of citizenship.
Anyways, guys, thanks for taking my call.
Yeah. Thank you, Jimmy.
One of the biggest responsibilities that an illegal alien escapes, selective service, the draft.
Yeah.
That's a biggie.
That is a biggie.
You know, that's one that people don't talk about.
I filled out some paperwork the other day for a home loan.
Mm-hmm.
I had to mark the box because when I was 18, 36 years ago, I had to mark the box then.
Sign up for selective service?
Absolutely. And I did. And it's like, yeah, of course I would. And I just had to do it the other day as a 54-year-old person filling out a home loan. It's like, okay, it's my responsibility, and I take it seriously, but... You're exactly right. They escape that.
Yeah, there's things that we kind of take for granted as our responsibilities that they're not required to meet, that people don't even think about like that.
Yeah.
There is a reason that illegal immigration is exactly that, illegal, and it's not out of bigotry.
Right.
It's because it is harmful to the nation.
Mm-hmm.
It's harmful to the citizens. It's harmful to the fabric and the economics of the country. There's a reason that we have it in place, and we need to enforce it. And it's stupidity not to do it.
That's right.
And that's not racial. That's not bigoted. That's just flat common horse sense.
That's fact.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you know, sometimes the truth is uncomfortable. Sometimes the truth can be ugly. Sometimes the truth should make you uncomfortable. And I'm sick and tired of everybody watering it down and mollycoddling and pandering it. No, it doesn't really mean that. We need to be warm and fuzzy.
Well, if you're not doing the right thing, you're exactly right. All those emotions should come into play. Therefore, you should act responsibly and correctly and do the right thing.
Yeah.
And if you're doing the right thing, you have nothing to worry about, and you don't have to worry about feeling uncomfortable or awkward or anything else.
Yeah.
Just do it. It's a moral and ethical thing. That's what it is. It's not so much being pushed into some, political thought or process. It's the moral and ethical thing that you need to be doing.
Absolutely, and sometimes moral and principle are hard to stick by.
Yeah.
You can't shrink from it. You can't run and hide from it. You don't get a safe space.
No safe space, exactly.
Okay? Because there's like people like me that'll chase you right into your safe space and continue to bark at you. I will bark at you until you bark back, just to make sure that you're worth saving.
Because
if you're not willing to bark back or stand up on your own legs,
then you're on
what
your own.
What good are you?
Yeah.
You're useless.
Yeah.
Non-hacker. And so one of the things that we have is that we should open up a gun manufacturer in the state of Jefferson.
And that was given to you through the
chat room.
Okay.
And, you know, that's a good idea. A lot of our colleges offer gunsmithing up here.
Yes, they do.
You know, I think we could have a extremely healthy firearms and outdoor manufacturing here. I mean, we've got the perfect backyard for field testing everything.
Yes, we do.
And, you know, I also think that we could once again become one of the fish and wildlife meccas of the United States. This used to be a very good place to come and hunt and fish, but between the regulations, the licensing, the fees, the mismanagement of our game stocks, which are terrible now.
Right.
The first time in my life, B-Zone, okay, which is kind of Trinity County, part of Shasta, up through there, they closed it because they sold too many licenses. There's not enough deer. In B-Zone, are you kidding me? Where's the deer stocks?
Yeah.
I mean, you could walk out in the woods and throw a rock and hit four deer,
yeah.
And now there's not enough? And it's not like there's this huge explosion of hunters. The game stocks are down. Why?
Well, maybe that is just part of the ploy. They're saying the game stock is down so they can control that element of hunting out there. Oh, well, we didn't do it last year, so we're going to hold off next year and the next couple of years, and they're just gradually going to close down the zones.
And shrink it and shrink it.
Yep.
And not only that, they have a major problem they're not telling anybody with when they pulled out cat hunting and bear hunting.
Yep.
There's too many predators.
That's right.
Uh-oh.
What do you do now?
Yeah.
Yeah. There needs to be a balance.
Stupidity.
Yeah.
You want proper management of the land and the forest? Go to the people that live here.
Yeah.
And they know the land and the forest.
Yeah.
So, with that, we got to sneak off to a break. But then when we come back, we've got phone calls and we've got all kinds of suggestions going on in the chat room, and we'll get to them.
The voice in my head, hey, is telling me that I should stay in my bed because it's doing the night. Can I sleep when it's 2 in the night? Cause the fire in my soul, hey, the fire in my soul got me ready to fight, and I'm ready for war. Climb the streets and I found my way over. You know I've been so lost in translation, like I'm fighting for truth in Babylon, trying to find my peace in the zone of war. Even when the day comes, yeah. Even when the day comes. Even when the day comes, 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 I'll be ready when the day comes.
I'm ready for war, I'm ready for action, now watch me kick in the door. But what if the day comes when we go from sun to moon soon? Who can I run to, run to, run to? Will you be loyal, will you be true when I need you? Say, climb these streets and I over. You know I've been so lost in translation, like I'm fighting for truth in Babylon, trying to find my peace in the zone of war.
Even when the day comes, even when the day comes, yeah. Even when the day comes.
When I turned 18, I couldn't wait to vote. After all, voting is a privilege for all Americans, right? Then I did the math. Did you know that the northern third of California only has 3 out of 80 seats in the Assembly and 3 out of 40 seats in the Senate? Northern California has no representation, and my vote doesn't count. Splitting from California and forming the state of Jefferson is the only remedy. Please visit SOJ51.net for more information. Please donate now to help restore representation.
Remember your past by celebrating it today. The Redding Rancheria Stillwater Powwow 2016, September 30th through October 2nd at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Celebrate with beautiful dancers, powerful drummers, and the history of our people and land. Proudly sponsored by Redding Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino. The Redding Rancheria Stillwater Powwow 2016, September 30th through October 2nd at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Brought to you by this station and other great sponsors. For information, call 225-8979 extension 1111 or visit stillwaterpowwow.com.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Bistar Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at FiveStarBank.com. Bistar Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
You keep lying when you ought to be truthing. And you keep losing when you ought to not bet. You keep saying when you ought to be a-changing. Now what's right is right, but you ain't been right yet. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you.
Well, welcome back to the Jefferson State of Mind. We're here discussing, what are some of your ideas? What are your thoughts and things that you want to see with the state of Jefferson? And I just wanted to add on to something that Jimmy said earlier about, you know, these guys that we catch that are committing crimes, dealing drugs, raping, robbing, looting, pillaging. I agree. We deport them. We deport them one time. We find you back here. That's it.
Done.
You're done. And when we deport them, you don't get your free pair of blue jeans and your white T-shirt and your peanut butter and jelly sandwich and a bus ride to Mexico. Uh-uh. We're going to load you up on a State of Jefferson Coast Guard boat, drive you 11 miles offshore, and drop you. Have fun. You're out of the state. Find your way back, we'll shoot you. I'm not serious about it. I'm tired of it.
There are ways of dealing with those kind of things. Do you think you go to that extreme?
It's technically deportation. They're out of the country, 11 miles offshore. Didn't say we had to take them back to their home country.
Well, they kind of migrate into the whatever property line, a borderline of the country they come from, and drop them there, and then they can swim to shore.
Yeah, we'll be nice. We'll drop you in one of the good ocean currents that pushes you south somewhere. I'm so sick and tired of people not addressing that problem too, because that it is a huge cultural harm.
Yeah,
Some of the other things that we got going on, Chief Broken Toe says, it's simple, I just want the government out of my life. That's pretty basic.
Yeah.
You know, it's amazing what citizens can accomplish when left on their own to do so.
Right.
And a rising tide floats all boats. Then drop them off in San Francisco. Ding Dong says we should sell hunting tags for AB-109ers.
Okay.
Oh, we got all kinds of good stuff going on here. Schools should be required to teach the Constitution, and prayer should be included in our schools. I agree with that. I don't think prayer should be required, but it should be allowed.
But before they teach the Constitution, the instructors have to pass the constitutional exam.
In English.
They need to understand it. They need to be able to be true instructors of the Constitution.
Here's another good one. No regional government. I agree with that. And I would also contribute no regulations or laws passed by unelected boards.
Right.
You cannot create a law or regulation or enforce anything if it hasn't been either voted on by the citizens or by the representatives. That's right. The basic tenets of republicanism is you don't get to just do whatever you want because we're the government and we say so.
Right.
A prime example of that is I'm getting ready to cut a article on the DMV, a fairly extensive article on the DMV. And you want to talk about self-entitled people that think they can do whatever the hell they want because they're the DMV? Mm. I knew I didn't like the DMV before this, but I'm at the point. Oh, really? yeah. Yeah, I'm going to save it for the article, but holy shit, people. People had an idea of half of what the DMV was up to and what they think they can get away with no law, no legislation, no regulation, no oversight, I think you would just be incensed.
No oversight.
No oversight. None. They're not even watching themselves what they're doing.
Okay, well, that's scary because we all stand in line to give them our hard-earned money.
Yeah, and they
and all of
are
our personal data.
And if you knew how much money that was, because they're bleeding you to death between, it's not just vehicle registration fees. It's a buck or two license fee. It's a buck or two anti-theft fee. It's $5 here. It adds up.
Oh, yeah.
It adds up
very
big time.
Quickly, yeah.
And we're also talking about the same agency that is enabling and entitling illegal aliens with driver's licenses. They're enabling them to vote. They're enabling them to make use of civil services. It's the DMV, people. I think at this point they may be the worst agency in California out of all of them, and that's a long list with a lot of sins. And I, yeah, DMV is not on the Christmas list this year at all, because it has progressed and gone so much deeper. You know that the DMV no longer respects court decisions?
They don't.
Example, they now say that you're hit with a DUI. Even if you're acquitted, the DMV does not have to respect the court decision, can still suspend your license and require you to carry SR-22 insurance. Even if you're acquitted, they can suspend your license. Why? Is there a regulation that says that? Nope. Is there a law that says that? Nope. Well, then how can you do that? Well, we're the DMV.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
Okay, so we suspend your license for 2 years. Oh, and to get your license back, you still have to pay high-rate car insurance for a car you can't drive for 2 years.
Oh, my gosh.
And that's the beginning. So, with that, we've got Mary in Reading.
Good morning, Mary.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good.
You know, sticking with the DMV theme that you have going right now, it's not the reason I called, but why is every license plate a different charge if it's just a license plate? I don't get it. I've got three cars and they kill me, so I've got the rotating DMV thing. As you know, I use one and the other two park, and you know, until I decide to use the other one. But the point is, that's the difference of just taking out a car, taking out the truck for the day. But the other thing is, I think DMV has really raped us really bad.
Bad.
Okay, back to my subject.
Bad.
Looking at a Monet, a painting. All the colors are all smooth. Everything's run together. And a Monet is a beautiful picture, so it's hard to pick that as an analogy. But that's what they're doing. There's no exact. There's no exact, this is the men's room, this is the ladies'
that's
room. There's
actually
no exact anymore. Everything is wishy-gushy. I start sneezing when I'm around dogs. Okay, what happens in the market? There used to be no dogs in the market, nowhere around food. You can't come in barefoot, but you can bring your dog. I mean, these things... This wishy-washy
stuff
is driving me crazy.
Those are service animals that keep people compliant and, and able to deal with humanity. They might break down the poor darlings. I mean, bless their heart. They need that poor little
Well, yeah,
puppy.
And they do call them their children. I understand that. They actually leave them in their will. That's all good and fine. But it doesn't do me any good. What about my rights?
Exactly.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So anyway, I'm talking about the exact, the abstract, you know.
I think that's actually a really good analogy. For those that know your art, the lines are blurred in Monet. It's diffused.
There's no lines.
It's all diffused lighting. It's
yeah.
They are beautiful painting, but
you're right.
I know they are. So it's kind of hard for me to think of that and think of something that's all run together. But they blame us. They say, oh, it's a bunch of old people. They just want to go back to the way it was. No, we don't want to go back to the way it was. We want to hold to the rules we have, and those are the Constitution.
Well, I think another good one is I would say that Sacramento's thinking is kind of like a Salvador Dali painting.
Yeah, there you go.
Just kind of a...
Thanks, guys. Good show.
Thanks,
okay,
Mary. Right. Have a good day, Mary. Hey, next we have Nick on the line. Hey, Nick, are you there?
I am here, and I'm so happy to be here today. I was in the back 40 working and almost didn't get a chance to call you. Hey, did you hear me tell Pete Peters about the 2015 PERS retirement programs or the benefits that they're getting? At 2015 just came out on Transparent California?
No, I didn't hear that.
Okay, well, here's the new scoop. You know, up until now, it's been 2014. This year, we have four people in California drawing over $1 million a year.
In retirement.
That's retirement.
What job do they have? I kind of would like to find out what job that was.
Well, here we have Assistant King. let's see, Assistant Queen. Here's the Queen of Los Angeles County. No, I'm just kidding you. Deputy chief, that'd be fire in Los Angeles. Commander. Fire department in Los Angeles. But it really doesn't matter. It's indicative of what stinks about the whole system.
Wow.
You know, these people, I'm pretty sure they get a 3,000 or a 3% cost of living adjustment each year. On $1 million, that's $30,000. That's more than some people make.
And CalPERS is insolvent.
Wow.
There's 200 insolvent. Of them making $500,000 or more per year. And as I pointed out to Pete, these people, you know, if they go out and get them a trophy wife that's 30 or 35, those benefits carry on to her until she dies.
Yeah. Amazing how that plays out, isn't it?
Oh, gosh, and that's why I coined government employees the royalty class of America.
That's what they've really become.
Absolutely.
The laws no longer apply to them. They don't get prosecuted. If a government official steals $1 million, they get fined $500,000.
Well, as far as I'm concerned, these people are stealing close to $1 million every year.
Wow.
You know? What do you think a fair retirement for a government employee should be? In my opinion, I think $65,000 ought to be tops.
Wow, that's amazing.
What, you think I'm a little high or low on that $65,000?
No, I'm still reeling on the $1 million one. Sorry. I'm slow to process.
Well, go to they just updated to 2015.
Okay.
But we've got some local people here that are drawing, you know, between $100,000 and $200,000.
I don't think a government job should ever pay enough that anybody wants to stay there permanently. I think it should be a transition job.
You know, that's a good point, except for the real important ones.
Well, there's some that, you know, you probably want somebody that's in the know and, you know, needs to be there for a longer term. But I mean, for probably 80% of your government employees, it shouldn't pay well enough that you want to stay there forever.
Well, I think it should pay a fair price according to the standards of your community.
I would say in the Redding area,
they claim that the medium salary is anywhere from $40,000 to $45,000. But if you took out government employees on that, I firmly believe it would drop down between $20,000 and $25,000.
Easily. I'd say, from the numbers I've looked at, Nick, without that flotation of government employees, I think your medium income would be closer between 18 to 22.
Well, you're probably right. I don't doubt that a bit.
Well, keep in mind, it's not all the government employees. A lot of it is the department heads of the government. They make easily double or triple or more of what their average staff member makes.
And they're usually the most useless, dumbest SOB in the whole department.
Well, and then they have
at least here.
They have the freedom of not doing their job because then they have their staff members doing their job, so they're off to all these important meetings and committees they have to be on because they're self-appointed. So,
and that's something that we could incorporate.
Yeah.
Let's take the median average, take out the government salaries, and let's look at private industry, medium income, and then set a cap on government jobs at 2% below median.
You know, it reminds me of a conversation I had with a friend of mine. He says, here at one of the local banks, the president's making $500,000 a year. He says, what's the president of a bank do? And he just kind of sticks his head up and looks around from corner to corner. You know, what does the president of a bank do?
Steal.
So anyway,
steal.
Yeah, and you touched on that there are a few important places in, let's just use city government, for example, that, you know, we do need somebody with experience that keeps the ball going. In the city of Redding's case, they've got three or four of those positions for each one they need.
Yeah,
that's right.
Hey, Nick, we've got one more quick phone call, and then we've got to hit our last break.
I hope you guys have a great rest of the day. Goodbye.
Oh,
you too. Thanks, Nick.
All right, Ron, are you there?
Good morning, Ron. Yeah.
Morning, Ron.
Yes. Am I on the air?
Yes, you are.
Okay. Yes, good morning. I'd like to talk about two things, I guess, just what you just talked about. In order to get some of those state workers off the dole, you've got to let some other jobs be created. I know people that are working for Caltrans would much rather be doing something else, but they're the only job in town. But anyhow, one of the things I'd like to see is I've got questions on. Can state laws supersede federal laws? We can't even use our own our own land, such as the Forest Service. We can't go out there and go hunting anymore because they're closing off and they're taking roads out. And another thing, they took the tax dollars. They built a road out there in Jones Valley, and they built a launch ramp, and now they charge you for it. And I was out there the other day anyhow. Another thing, you can't even go out there and go fishing and sit on the bank now like we used to be able to do without paying some sort of a fee. And I think now it's a private company that collects that fee. And if the Forest Service catches you out there with the Forest Service cops, they write you a ticket. So we can't even use our own land. So anyhow, I'd like to see.
There's a way to fight that ticket, and I know this because I've done it more than once. Okay, any man-made object that protrudes into the water and is surrounded by water on three sides, you can fish from and does not require a fishing license. Now they're going to tell you, well, you're on the bank of the lake. That's not a man-made object. I'm sorry, Shasta Lake and the bank is a man-made object.
Mm-hmm. If it wasn't for the dam, the lake wouldn't be there.
Wouldn't be there. It's man-made. I'm surrounded by three sides on water. I'm fishing.
There you go.
Okay.
And I know that because I've won that twice.
There you go.
Well, I'll have to check into that then.
So,
okay. Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you. And with that, we do have to get off to a break here. So we'll see you very quickly on the other side.
Article 4, Section 3 of the U.S. Constitution lays out the framework for the state of Jefferson's plan to split California. A state can be formed from the land within another state if the state legislature and Congress approve it with a simple majority vote. 51% is all it takes. Your vote doesn't count in Northern California. California is broken and the time has come for 51. Please visit SOJ51.net and donate now to show your support.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Redding Yellow Cab. At Redding Yellow Cab, they have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night on the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Redding Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Redding Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation and clean, comfortable cabs. Give them a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Well, the truth, well, it hurts to say. I'm gonna pack up my bags and I'm gonna go away. I'm gonna split, I can't stand it. I'm gonna give it up and quit, ain't never coming back. But before I get to going, I got to say, I know you used to love me, but that was yesterday. And the truth, I won't fight it. When the love starts burning, you got to do what's right. Whoa,
let's do what's right. Lover, lover, lover.
Okay, well, I just want to remind everybody, when you, if you're wanting to support Jefferson in any way capacity, what we're looking at is financial support for our legal fund. And so the address has changed, and I just want to make sure everybody knows that. We'll be mentioning this on and off for a while. It, you make the check out, money order or check, to SOJ Formation or State of Jefferson Formation, and you can mail it to P.O. Box 751 Palo Cedro 96073. Again, P.O. Box 751, Palo Cedro, 96073.
And I want to remind everybody, October 15th and 16th, the 51st State Gun Show is going to be going on in Yreka, 9 to 5 Saturday, 9 to 4 Sunday. There's going to be a long gun given away at the doors, a door prize, buy, sell, guns, ammo, much more, Jefferson State gear. Get up there, support our people that are doing their thing. Go up and have a good time.
There you go.
See you next Sunday, Jefferson.
KCNR Shasta, Redding.
JohnHall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. One of Major League Baseball's young stars is dead. Marlins pitcher Jose Fernandez killed this morning in a boating accident off Miami Beach.
Last night at 3:15 a.m., Coast Guard was out on patrol as they were exiting Government Cut. They noticed a vessel upside down on the north side jetty.
Lorenzo Velas of the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission. Major League Baseball says it is, quote, stunned and devastated by the death of the 24-year-old Fernandez. Today's game between the Marlins and Braves has been called off. Authorities say the 20-year-old suspect in Friday's Washington State Mall shooting said nothing and appeared, quote, zombie-like when he was arrested last night. Island County Sheriff's Lieutenant Mike Hawley says he was in a patrol car in Oak Harbor when he spotted Arkan Chaitin and recognized him as the man wanted in the fatal shooting of five people